With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Roger Goodell made the official announcement yesterday, and I gave it a lot of pomp and circumstance. Roger was rather quiet about it, but here he is.
Proud to award in 2021, the Cleveland Browns will host in the city of Cleveland the 2021 NFL Draft. So congratulations to the Haslams.
Jimmy Haslam gave his two cents on things.
D and I and JW want to thank our fellow owners in the NFL for having confidence in our organization, the city of Cleveland. It's a big, big deal to our area. One of the founding areas of the NFL, and we look forward to hosting in the draft. The NFL went on the road, if you will, several years ago, and the drafts have been held in Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Nashville have been tremendously successful, and we look forward to following their footsteps. So thank you very much.
Excited about the NFL draft. You came after me earlier today because I said, I'd rather be at the draft than at the Super Bowl.
Well, I brought up, people are saying, Limey, you're being Debbie Downer on the draft. No, just for me, it's going to be great for you guys. The fans, I think you guys will absolutely love it.
For you, but not for me. Above you.
I'm not.
That's how you are.
Honestly,
that's how you sound.
I'm not the guy that wears the jersey that soaks up every last ounce of all non-football stuff.
You're not the guy that wears the pumpkin on your head?
No, that's not me.
Oh.
The games, I'm all in. I'm excited about the games. I'm excited about the Browns. The draft, even this year with the Browns not having a draft pick, it was the least I ever watched of the draft. And so even going to the draft, how do they hold your attention? See, I don't know. I've never actually been to one. How do they make it interesting for people that go?
I'm sure there's a lot of pomp and circumstance when they get ready to do it. I don't think you're just going to be aimlessly staring at the stage.
Because that's what it looks like.
No, I think that they're standing there. They're having fun. There's probably going to be some sort of concessions, beers, and things like that. And I brought up the reason why. Would you rather be at the Super Bowl? Would you rather be at the NFL draft? I would rather be at the NFL draft. I think it's more of a, and people can, 216-578-0092. I'd rather be at the NFL draft. I think it's more of a convention for football fans.
And that's what I want to know.
I know it's in the beginning, and I know it's in the middle of the spring and whatever.
No,
but
I'll be intrigued to see how they make this cool other than you just go and stare at the stage. You know, obviously you'll be watching the NFL network coverage or whoever's coverage they actually show on the big screens. They'll be showing the highlights of all the players. But I want to know so much as to, take for instance the All-Star game, the All-Star weekend that they're going to have for the NBA and now this year for MLB. They make a whole weekend of it with events. It's like a festival.
Yeah.
There's so much going on. I want to know because I've never been to the draft. So tell me how this is so much better than just sitting at home and watching the exact same thing on your TV.
We'll figure out more about where it's going to be held because David Gilbert said we're getting a couple of different places in that they might do it. They're having the big press conference at Public Square today, so maybe a little bit more is going to be announced. We'll have live coverage of that right here on 92.3 The Fan and 92.3thefan.com of the press conference at Public Square for that. And then I think that if you have it in certain places with a lot of space, it can be more of the festival atmosphere. And you brought up the Super Bowl. I think the Super Bowl is corporate. I think the Super Bowl is obviously the expense of a Super Bowl. Going to it as a fan is way more. I think it's far more restrictive. I just feel that when I see the draft, and maybe I'll end up being wrong in 2021, when I see the draft, I see a lot of freedom. I see a lot of freedom to move about the place, a lot of fun to mingle with friends and things like that, and to celebrate your favorite team. And if you're a football fan, to basically celebrate the fandom of football. I feel it is a festival, a convention for fans for the Super Bowl. I feel that that's a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing that a lot of people get to go to, but I look at the expense. I think it's just more
You're paying
prohibitive than anything you're going to find with the draft. I feel the draft's going to have more regular folk. Yeah.
The expense of going to the draft, because I believe it's free. I believe you just go. The expense is going to be the beer, and I imagine if you're standing there for 3 hours on Thursday night, you're going to be drinking, and you're going to be definitely You're going to be putting a lot of them back. I don't know how expensive they're going to be. We'll obviously try to get some clarification on that
price.
Later today.
You'll probably pay market price on something like that. I don't know if it's going to be Eh, it might be a little bit, but you'll pay market price, yeah.
See, to me, it just kind of seems like the draft would be just like a glorified tailgate. Like
basically,
it's,
yeah.
Like it's a giant version of what you see
but
on the Muni lot.
But there's 32 teams.
But you have all the teams there.
There you go.
And you, when it's in your city, you have the most fans there, or at least you should.
Yeah.
And so you get to display your chance and all those things during the draft.
Exactly.
You're on national TV. There's the fun part.
That's what it is.
Everyone getting together and yelling and booing at Roger Goodell.
That's what it is. If you're a football fan, yeah, I know the Super Bowl's the Super Bowl. It's the biggest game in the sport.
So you make your own game.
But
at the
there
draft.
You go. And you have representation. And were asking yesterday, because when it was first reported that they could, we were talking about it yesterday. You said, well, you know, you could be drafting late. You could be drafting later than the Steelers. The Steelers are a big fan base. And you're right. They're a big fan base. You could be run up on by Steeler fans. I mean, them showing up to the draft, not fighting you, but them showing up to the draft, Bills fans coming in. I think that representation, you have plenty of Browns fans, a lot of Browns fans up for their fans.
So it's basically a tailgate on steroids.
Yeah,
I would
bet you get a lot of Browns backers organizations up here for 2021. They're all kind of having that bit
of a
convention.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's just way more fun for the regular fan than the Super Bowl. Because the parties at the Super Bowl, do you get into them? That's the question. I think, again, there's so much more that's corporate there. There's so much more that you're running around that you have to see. I don't think you're doing the hanging out and having the fun that you would
have
in the NFL
draft.
Well,
tell me. I want to know from people who have been to a draft.
Well, here we go.
Tell me how much fun it is, because on paper, I'm just thinking, man, I'd rather see an actual football game than just sit there watching a guy read off, you know, and get booed every 10 minutes. So let me know.
Let's get to David in Nashville. 216-578-0092. David, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, David.
Hey, so, I'm a big Browns fan, live here in Nashville. Of course, I went to the draft this year. It's an unbelievable time. They have that fanfare area where, you know, you can take your kids and they could do all kinds of fun things, run the 40 and do all kinds of things. They also had beers. You could get your picture taken with the Lombardi Trophy. I mean, there's all kinds of things to do. Of course, in Nashville, we had all kinds of live bands going on in between picks, and you see all the different fans. I'm going to be honest with you, and maybe I'm a little biased, but I think there was a hell of a lot more Browns fans down here than people thought.
I would say, yeah. David, I think they're well represented, especially because you look at the Titans games in passing. Thank you very much,
they take
David.
Over
it's a great
the
perspective.
Stadium.
But there seems to be a lot of fans that are in that Tennessee area, which – a couple years ago, you'd probably make some jokes. But there's still a lot of fans down there in that Tennessee area.
A lot of people moved from up here.
Yeah,
down there.
So, and I think that you're obviously going to have you're going to be well represented at any draft, but especially at this one, I think that it would be a huge thing and a very special thing. You get a lot of Browns backers there. It's a convention for all of them to hang out and celebrate football. Adam in a truck, you're next up on the Fan.
What's going on, Kenny? It was good to see you at Giant Eagle the other day.
Adam, it was wonderful to see you at Giant Eagle on Friday.
Not today.
It was
like last week. Come on.
Living
in the
past. Would you guys leave Adam alone? Go ahead, Adam.
Can I just say one thing? It's also great that you guys gave me this Greg Pruitt helmet. I'm very thankful.
You won the Greg Pruitt helmet.
Okay.
Congrats. Our listeners don't get anything out of that.
We're revisiting history.
Fabulous. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, what I wanted to say was, Penny, I think you're all wrong about this draft. You got it reversed.
What?
You're going to be standing around, like, waiting versus the draft. You can go, the Super Bowl, you can go walk up, get a beer versus the draft. You got to stand and wait. Like, it looks like the New Year's ball is.
You know how many TV timeouts they take during a Super Bowl?
Okay, but you're going to tell me that you can go and, like, just walk out of the, like, crowd of people and
yeah.
get the
spot yeah, there? That's how they're going to set that thing up, Adam. They're going to set it up where there's probably going to be a sea of humanity surrounded by plenty of places you can go up and get some suds.
Okay, I just want to see you go and say, I got first in line, and then you go get a beer, and then you're back first in line. It's really hard.
I guess you can't leave your spot. Well, I don't know if there's going to be like beer guy walking around in the big crowd or anything like that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I think that's part of it, Adam. I guess you don't leave your spot, but there's going to be. I'm sure there's going to be some vendors walking around. Wouldn't there be?
Wouldn't that be like a concert?
Thank
you,
Adam.
You're in general admission. You're standing.
Well, does the spot even matter? I mean, you're watching on the big screen. Most people be watching the big screen.
People are going to be wanting to be front row.
There will be, but if
like the guy who has the pumpkin on his head with the light up.
So Nashville got 200,000.
Sorry.
Why are you beating him up?
Because I know my phone. When I check my phone, he's going to be texting.
So,
go ahead.
So Nashville got 200,000 a day. You saw a lot of the people in the back. Like, they're just staring at the big screen. So I don't know if it really matters. I mean, what? So you're by the stage. You're closer to Roger Goodell, right? I mean, you'll see some of the players will be there. It seems like more and more, though, a bunch of players are not going.
Okay, how do we get the players from the staging area to the stage? Because you remember what happened a month ago was they were basically down the street from where they had to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, remember, there was a couple guys who were holding their kids, and I thought they were going to have to, like, take a time out to collect themselves before they actually made it to the stage because it was such a long walk. So that will have to be taken care of, but I think that there's other things that would be there. I just feel that the draft is more fun for the regular fan. For the regular, everyday, if you're a Brook Park guy or something like that, I think you're going to have more fun at the draft.
But you're telling me Brook Park guy wouldn't...
If the Browns were in the Super Bowl, obviously I can't say anything.
But if you're a regular Brook Park guy, like you're saying, if somebody gave you Super Bowl tickets or draft tickets, and you can only go to one, you're going to the draft? That is crazy
talk. I got to pay for the hotel.
That's crazy talk.
I have to pay for the food and drink. I have to pay for all the other stuff. You're basically handing me a bill for $1,500, like George Costanza
said. And you get to go to the Super Bowl.
216-578-0092. Super Bowl or NFL draft, which one would you rather go to? And for Browns fans out there, the trade that John Dorsey is now forbidden to make. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima live on The Fan. Here we go again. Posting the draft. I have a theory about the draft coming up at 9:40. I have a theory about John Dorsey in the draft coming up at 9:40. This is not the theory, though. 216-578-0092. Are you really excited that the draft is coming here? And also, would you rather go to the draft than the Super Bowl? If the Browns weren't in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no Browns in the Super Bowl.
If it was the Patriots and Saints, would you rather go to the Super Bowl than go to the draft? I'd still rather go to the draft.
Now, you guys are right.
Which you think I'm stupid, and I'm just bringing it up for show's sake, but I'm serious. I'd rather go to the draft.
But I do know you make one good point. I mean, the Super Bowl is
going to... I make several good points, but thank you.
No, this is the only good point.
There's at least one.
Is that maybe one.
I get one a day.
Is that it is going to cost you an arm and a leg to go to the Super Bowl. This...
Prohibitively more.
Yeah.
It's going to... I mean...
But what if it's here?
The expense is
outrageous.
What
if the Super Bowl is here?
I think the expense will still be outrageous.
No, I know that, but if it's here, you're not paying for lodging. You don't have to worry about transportation.
Well, it's almost, if the Super Bowl is here, I see there's going to be, there was still a lot of people in Nashville.
You still might end up paying Uber or Lyft or something like
that. Oh, yeah, there'll be surge prices.
Remember when the
parking's going to be ridiculous, too, you know, wherever you're at. So you're not going to want to park downtown, especially if you don't have to.
But remember when the convention was here, people were renting out their houses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can you rent out your? You could definitely rent out your house for a Super Bowl.
Oh, Airbnb and that.
You think you'd probably rent out the house for the draft? Because when you have 600,000 people over 3 days in Nashville, you'd have to assume there's going to be some sort of a market for it, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
Have to say that would be it.
But so, I just, Kenny, I can't escape the fact that you get the best teams playing the best football game, the biggest game of the year, and you're being given tickets to it.
I think the draft to me is. So-and-so's bar is having this thing, and you go to so-and-so's bar. And then the other bar is having a thing, and a restaurant's having a thing. When I think of the Super Bowl, I think of life insurance companies, major sponsorships. They have their parties, they have their meet and greets, and it's $500 to go into one of these places. And then for most of them, they're closed off because they're corporate events to bring in other big people. I think it's very exclusive with a Super Bowl. And I've never been to a Super Bowl. So that's my feeling of it. That's how I feel about it.
And either way.
With a
We're
draft,
hoping to change that this
hopefully
year.
Hopefully we'll find out coming up here soon, yeah. But with the draft, and I think right now, and I got a couple of texts about it, and I'll say it, I do think that this could, and I know that the Haslams just talked about the stadium and how they have no foreseeable plans to move or anything like that, to a new stadium, I mean. I still think that this could be a trial run where all right, if you do really well with this and you build a new stadium, because I know that it should be probably a guarantee that you do a Super Bowl in today's day and age, but it's like, well, if you do very, very well with this, then if you were to get a new place with a retractable roof and things like that, then it certainly is a slam dunk that you would get the Super Bowl. Again, if Detroit can do a Super Bowl, then I think Cleveland could do a Super Bowl and probably do a Super Bowl better. No offense to the folks up there, but at the time they were putting tarps over some of the buildings there. 216-578-0092. So I think that you would have the wherewithal to do that, and it would look very, very good. And especially with some of the other major events that you've had, I think that it changes the perception there. And then if you do some of the other infrastructure things, which I'm not trying to turn it into that show, I'll let Bull do that. But if you have some of the infrastructure things that could work out your way over the next decade to 20 years, there's a lot of things that you could have returning to your area, not just the NFL, but a lot of things returning to your area that people would want to go to, because you are right along the lake and it's beautiful during the summertime. It can be hell on earth during the winter, but it's beautiful during the summertime. 216-578-0092. Geo in Cleveland, you're next up in the Fan.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hey, Geo.
You know, this is an analogy. I went to the draft for my birthday this year and had a blast. I was like you. I kind of thought, man, you know, but the comparisons that I make going to a Super Bowl and a draft is Super Bowl is more white collar. The draft is all blue collar. I never had so much fun. It was 4 days of events, parties. All the bars were open. I mean, it was just so much fun. Like, there wasn't any animosity. I mean, the first night we had dinner with Steelers fans, they just sat at our table and we laughed and talked about how good the season is going to be and how fun the AFC North is going to be. To me, the draft is more of the hope springs eternal. Every team starts the season, you know, going, you know, 16-0. The Super Bowl is more of the culmination of all this money invested in time into the season. And like you said, you know, Super Bowl is $500 minimum to get in. It's mostly private events. Even guys like you and I, we would never be able to get into stuff like that, where the draft, you can go everywhere and do everything and have such a – I was completely blown away how awesome it was. Like, I never – I've been in Nashville before, and this was just amazing. Like, the NFL knocked it out of the park. It was so much
fun. That's good to hear.
There was no shenanigans.
That's good. Honestly, Gio just gave me a pep talk. That actually sounded really cool. Of course, I'll be getting in the Super Bowl parties because I'll be with the Cavs girls who are unemployed now. So I'll have them on my side.
We are still efforting to get these Cavs girls.
Yes,
again,
yes.
You still have not answered.
They are
the question.
Not happy.
You could rip off the name of Cavs girls left, right, and center, but you could not give me any part of the starting lineup yesterday for the Cleveland.
Well, the Indians are mixing.
You were at the
they're
game.
Mixing their lineups up. I do want to say this about.
So are the Cavs girls, technically.
Yeah, that's true. I do want to say this. The location is going to be very important here because the one edge that Nashville had, that they had it over everybody, even including Chicago, was right there on Broad Street. Those bars are right there, so you can walk in and walk out. You know, if this is over there on the lakefront, you know, what bars are you going to in between picks? I think that's going to be very important. I am curious to see how they're going to do that. You know, if they have it near the warehouse district, then great. There will be all sorts of restaurants and bars to go to right there. I'm sure there will be music, live music at a bunch of these places. But if you just have it on the lakefront away from everything, well, then you now got to bring in all the food trucks, which they will. And we have a lot of great food trucks in the area.
Yeah.
Walnut Wednesday downtown.
Yeah,
we know that.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if you're, what are you just going to do? Beer tents and everything. I think it'd be cool to incorporate all the bars that we have downtown.
It does make me fear a little bit, even though this is probably being a little bit too restrictive by me. If you're right there, like if they did it at Burke, there's nothing separating you from the lake. And the weather this year was actually rough.
Oh, yeah.
Which usually, I tell you, I've noticed in the draft before, we've actually had some very good weather around that late April, early May
I
time.
Saw the average. I looked up the average yesterday, and it looked to be within the scope of traditionally 55 degrees and 45, like in between there. That doesn't mean you can't get a 70-degree day. Certainly also doesn't mean you can't, you know, it's not foolproof. You might get snow. You might get freezing rain. You might get all those things. It's just you never know that time of year.
216-578-0092. Tom and Elyria, you're next up on the Fan.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. The one thing, whatever they do, they need to just ease up on the open container laws. I used to live in Las Vegas. I mean, this is such a huge win for the city, and the city just keeps winning because they have the hotel space now to have these events. But they have to declare a huge area a resort district so people can walk around with their beers, I would do it on East 9th. Do it on East 9th or in just let people walk outside the bars, have tents set up, just do whatever you can.
Well, East 9th is more towards business. Like, there's a couple of bars on East
9th. Well, there's a few bars, but of course, if you let people know early enough, I guarantee there's going to be some more bars opening.
That's true. Yeah.
The bottom line is they have to have a huge resort district area, ease up on the open container laws, let people walk around with their beers and have fun. It's a giant party. It's time to another great opportunity to showcase the city. So there we go, damn it. Have a good morning.
All right, Tom, thank you very much. You brought up the warehouse district because at first I go, well, East 4th. I went, whoa, East 4th's an alley. You can't really have it on East 4th. That's a little bit too small.
Nowhere near the room, unfortunately. I just hope they incorporate all of what Cleveland does have to offer. We do have some really cool areas in Cleveland, and that's we'll find out today. Press conference 3, we'll have coverage of it. Certainly here on 92.3 The Fan, we'll have live coverage. But I'm very curious how they structure this. That's going to be fascinating to me.
All right, the trade that John Dorsey's forbidden to make here in a moment. Matt and Myrtle Beach, you're next up on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I just wanted to say something. I listen to you guys every morning from South Carolina, originally from Cleveland, and I belong to a Browns backers bar down here. We got about 200, 250 people, and as soon as that draft came out, they were already planning trips to take busloads of people up to Cleveland.
I think that's going to be something that's really cool. Yep. Now, I wouldn't want it. I think that there's going to have to be, to make things fun, like I wouldn't want to just separate Browns fans from everybody, but I think there might have to be some sort of, do you do like an exclusive lot where, okay, these are our Browns backers organizations. Like here's the Myrtle Beach guys, here's the South Carolina guys, here's the Browns bunch, and here you guys are. Like, if you want to do it all in the media lot, this is exclusive.
They did this
Browns backers guys.
For the wrestling national championships, they had all the tailgates set up, and they had the Ohio State area, they had the Iowa area, and I think you'll see a lot of that. Obviously, Browns fans, they're going to be everywhere. I love the fact that I'm hearing that the backers from all over the country.
Matt, thank you very much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Matt. They're going to be coming in. You know you're going to get the Steelers fans. You know the Bills fans will get there. But that, you know what our fans are saying, the ones that have been to the draft, and I think it's cool, is they're saying that's the one day or the one weekend where, we can cohabitate. We can also be there with the Steelers fans, and we can go there, buy them a drink, have them buy us a drink. But we're talking trash the entire way. So that does seem like a pretty cool experience.
I think it would be really cool. And
you guys are flipping me a little bit. I'm still going to the Super Bowl. I mean, if it's one or the other, I'm going to the Super Bowl.
Why? Well, you like exclusive things, and you like getting into exclusive things, so we know how you are. The Super Bowl to me, just real quick, the Super Bowl to me feels like lower bowl Cavs fan while LeBron was here.
Yeah.
Button-up shirt, jersey over the button-up shirt. True. When you were working at one of the big places downtown. That's what that's.
But you're telling me the fans in Ira Neubelville didn't want to get the escort all the way down and wouldn't have taken those seats?
Yeah, but then they would have been frowned upon during that time. Of course they would have been, but they would have been frowned upon. And if they could have snuck in there or could have got one of those tickets, then fine, once in a while. But you really do feel out of place. I think the NFL draft's there for everybody. I mean, how could you miss it? I think the draft's a better for the regular fan, price point, fun, the laid-back mentality of it. I think the Super Bowl, you're running around all over the place. I think it's much more fun for the regular fan out there. There is one thing that you did bring up. 2021, we assume John Dorsey would still be the general manager here, right? He's got a 100% approval rating, basically. Is he forbidden from making a trade out of the first round for that draft?
Wow.
Like, you know the NFL would lean on him going, hey, come on. Like, I don't know what players would be available.
Right, right.
It's 2 years from now. But you know Roger Goodell will be going, do you really want to do that? Do you really want to make this trade? You brought it up, and the more I think about it, the more I go, yeah, it would be nice to have that. Like, if you won the Super Bowl, to have that 32nd pick, the cherry on top for opening night, you're up there, or you could trade out of it. But I think that people would want you to have that pick at number 32 or wherever in the draft just for the Browns to make a pick. I think there would be pressure on whoever it is that, I don't know where you would do it because you would be deep into the green room, but you would want that guy to be there, to be chosen by the Browns, to walk on the stage in front of Browns fans in Cleveland, to be a part of that experience. I know he's going to do what he wants, and if the deal is good, the deal is good, and I would be a proponent of making that deal for whatever player it would be or for whatever move it would be. But I think you basically have to have a first-round pick. I think the NFL would want you to have a first-round pick.
Yeah, you know, so many years, the Browns have had two first-round picks. And at the top of the food chain, they're in the first round. There have been a few years, like last year, no first-round pick. I look back, 2008, They did not have a first, second, or third round pick. Their first pick that year was Bo Bell. And they ended up with a Taba Rubin in the sixth round, and that was actually a pretty decent pick. But they almost always have a pick. It would be so rare.
I don't think it'll put a damper on anything. People will still be there.
It would put a little bit of a damper.
No, I don't think it would.
If you didn't have a first round pick,
I don't think it would. I think it would still be a celebration. I think it would be a small talking point if the Browns didn't have a first round pick. But if the Browns were a really good football team and we were hosting the draft, I don't think a Browns fan out there would care. I think the NFL definitely wants you to have a first round pick. Mm-hmm. Not doesn't have to be high. In fact, that goes against my theory. What you really think that they would want that to happen then? I just think we
would want to have a draft pick because that Thursday is so huge. It's the opening of the draft. You want to have all the people there, and I think some people would not go if they didn't have a first round pick. You don't know if they're going to trade in to the first round. We were sitting there waiting this year. Wondering. We did a whole 2 weeks of talk about, are the Browns going to trade up? So I think without a pick on the board, you'd hope, but you'd be sitting there waiting with no guarantee. I think some people would just decide to stay home. But if you have a pick, even if it's 31 or 32, God bless them if they have number 32, I think everybody's coming. Everybody that can come will absolutely come.
As far as fans are concerned?
Yes.
Okay.
I just think a few would not. I think there would be some Browns fans that wouldn't.
If we had to deal with inclement weather, I think I'd rather deal with a big snowstorm over any sort of rain. If I have to put that,
I'd rather have the snowstorm.
Because it'd be memorable. It'd be more memorable than rain.
Than freezing rain in the 40s. Yes, I'd rather have snow.
If I'm gonna have weather, and I know it's late April, and there's always a tendency for it. They're dealing with it throughout the Midwest. I'd rather have good Cleveland snow weather than any sort of rain or any sort of thing else that comes with the draft, or any sort of thing else that would come with getting in the way of any sort of draft. Like the thunderstorm possibilities that happened in Nashville, and then it did start raining, but they were able to get everything in. That, to me, kind of dampens the fun. Even though there was a ton of people there, that takes it away. Snow, people get very nostalgic about it. We always have arguments about closed roof or open-air stadiums and playoff games and things like that. Like, I think that would be part of the fun and the experience with snow being there in Cleveland. I would rather it be sunny and 75 and everybody have a good time. But if we were going to deal with inclement weather, which is always a possibility with spring here, give me a big snowstorm. If that's going to go down that way, give me some snow and give me some fun and deal with it that way. Better than rain, better than wind, and all the other stuff that goes with it. 216-578-0092, 845. Kevin Kleps will join us. We'll talk to him about this, the economic impact of everything. Also, 3 o'clock today, they will be having the press conference. Public square, everybody's going to be wanting to see what they're going to be doing. There's a lot of different rumors going out. They'll set the standard coming up at 3 o'clock today at Public Square. Some of the plans that are going to be involved. Also, the involvement of maybe Canton coming around here with one of the 3 days coming up in 2021. Coming up next, also, by the way, 8:03, I think we got to talk about some Indians real quick. But next, did I flip you about the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016? I think I flipped you about the Cleveland Cavaliers in 2016, because something was said yesterday by a national host, and all of a sudden, Lima's starting to see the light of what I told him yesterday. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lima, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.